and to Blarney Street, and we had a shop down by the school then for years as well, when my dad retired from Capoquin, and we had a grocery and provision and vegetables and fresh meats, which was his speciality, where he had his pickle barrel out in the back. The meats would come in fresh, the offals, no, and the backbones, and you'd hear poor old Charlie coming in, "Mr. Lane, will you put it into barrel until tomorrow for me, you know?" "I will, girl, you know, a couple of offal bones for threepence or fourpence in the old money, you know." They'd go with a mountain between Curly Green, halfway to potatoes, and a load of meat, and that would be 1 in 6, ma'am, you know. Jesus, they'd be eating, they'd be sucking the bones dry, of course. But there was plenty of meat on them at the time. Yeah, you get nothing on them now with the machinery, you see. But she used to be eating and drinking in the bones that time, you know. And they'd be playing the motor organ with the pig's tail, you see, the remember, you know. But they were fabulous times, But I'm glad to say, like, I lived in the heart of all those things, and it just happened, they were part of my household, and that's the way we lived.